This is Akashvani, the news read by Nipunika Shahid. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio today discussed sustained progress in the India-U.S. Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership and issues related to regional and global peace and security. Mr. Rubio called on Prime Minister Modi at Seva Tirth in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that India and the U.S. will continue to work closely for the global good. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar and NSA Ajit Doval were also present during the meeting. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that Secretary Rubio shared the U.S. perspectives on various regional and global issues, including the situation in West Asia. The Prime Minister reaffirmed India's consistent support for peace efforts and reiterated the call for peaceful resolution of the conflicts through dialogue and diplomacy. Secretary Rubio is on a four-day visit to India to take part in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting on the 26th of this month. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio today said that India is at the cornerstone of how the United States approaches the Indo-Pacific. Inaugurating the U.S. Embassy Support Annex building in New Delhi, Mr. Rubio said this is evident in the $20 billion that Indian companies invested in the United States and in India signing up for Pax Silica.
Expanded commercial ties now with more than $20 billion in investments. $20 billion in investments from Indian companies in the United States. We've deepened a security partnership through military exercises in the Indo-Pacific. And of course, as part of that, we recognize that an orderly and a secure consular system is vital to solidifying this important relationship.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that government jobs serve as a vital means to improve and ease the lives of the citizens. He made these remarks while addressing the 19th Rose Garmela through video conferencing today. The Prime Minister highlighted the world is eager to be a part of India's growth journey. In the 19th edition of Rose Garmela, more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations were distributed. The centre has asked Gymkhana Club in New Delhi to hand over its premises by 5th of the next month, citing that the land was acquired for strengthening defence infrastructure. An order issued by the Land and Development Office under the Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry stated that the land is essential to fulfil urgent institutional needs, governance infrastructure and public interest project. Delhi government decided to transform all sub-registrar offices into modern technology-driven and citizen-friendly service centres. The initiative aims to eliminate delays, corruption, middlemen and unnecessary procedural hurdles in property registration services across the city. In a statement, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the new model registrar office will provide facilities such as digital assistant for counters, smart token systems, online appointment booking, real-time application tracking and trained staff to ensure transparent and time-bound service delivery. The centre has released more than 527 crore rupees under the National Health Mission as the first tranche for West Bengal for financial year 2026-27. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today reviewed the healthcare systems in the state during a virtual meeting with Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari. The Chief Minister also announced that Ayushman Bharat scheme will start in West Bengal from July this year. In China, 90 people have been killed in a gas explosion at a coal mine in Shanxi province. The gas explosion occurred at the Liushenyu coal mine in Jinan County yesterday. The state media reported that 201 miners have so far been rescued while rescue efforts are ongoing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives in a mining accident in China. In a social media post, he extended his condolences to President Xi Jinping and the people of China on behalf of the people of India. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets at Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow tonight. Chasing a target of 197 runs set by Lucknow Super Giants in Lucknow, Punjab Kings made 200 for 3 in 18 overs. Earlier, Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. Put into bat, Lucknow Super Giants posted 196 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.